Hey, Supernatural fans. We are so glad to be back. And tonight we are discussing Gorgons, Michael using Rowena as a vessel, and Jack. Did he defeat Michael for everyone? All that and more coming at you right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on?
Yay! You guys were back. We had a little month-long hiatus and break to prepare us for what was going to happen today.
I'm still not prepared. This was a lot to take in.
It was a lot to take in, wasn't it?
So much. Oh, my gosh.
So much to take in. You guys, we've got a new permanent panel member. I'm going to introduce him right now. This is Brendan.
Hi, guys. I'm Brendan Haley.
Yay.
Oh, thank you.
And we also have the lovely Cherry.
Happy Supernatural Thursday!
And we're missing Jackie Ray today. Maybe one day we'll have all four of us here when, you know, like, it's just going to work out one day.
When the apocalypse happens and we need our combined strength.
Yeah, our forces become one.
Yes.
That is when that will happen and we will all be here. Hey, y'all, my name is Lindsay Wagner. So glad to be back with you guys and talking about Supernatural today. I loved this episode. Initial impressions aside from just not feeling prepared for it.
Well, ooh. I mean, I don't... Okay, I'll go.
You first.
I'll go first. Wow. I have no words.
You're verklempt.
I know. Between Jack and Rowena having that face-off at the end and the... bit with Michael escaping and the Gorgon, like, there was so much to take in with this episode because, and I think I was telling Cherry right beforehand, I thought this was going to be a monster of the week episode. I thought it was going to be standard, you know, it would be fun, but ultimately it might, you know, we might get a nugget of plot that would move it along, and they just turned it out in the last act. I could not believe it. I was so excited.
Cherry.
I'm always happy to see Rowena, my favorite witch. Yeah, girl, come and bring it. It was such a fun episode. It was, I think it was so freeing because they know they have season 15. And so this is a build up for what's going to kind of happen next season. But it was a great episode. The Gorgon was surprisingly scary. And that kitchen in that first murder victim's house, I was like, dude, I moved to New Mexico to live in that house.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It was nice.
Gorge.
I mean, he wasn't bad either.
Oh, I liked him.
I thought he was cute.
Noah? The Gorgon?
Yeah, I like my men a little psychopath.
Yeah, no, he had a thing. He looked like he could be a douchebag a little bit, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm attracted to you. Of course I am.
I like my bad boys.
I really actually enjoyed the episode too, and I thought we were going to get a Monster of the Week episode. And I think you're right, Cherry, that because we know we have season 15 coming up, it gives us a little leeway and a little space to kind of, you know, come up with some really fun stuff and see where they're going to take it next season and kind of get potentially maybe get Michael out of the way already, which I don't think any of us were prepared for. I think we thought this was going to go all the way to the end. I think we definitely thought we were going to lose someone really important in defeating Michael. So there's just so much we're going to talk to you guys about today. This Gorgon, this really handsome Gorgon guy that, you know, we're slightly scared of, but we also find very attractive, even though he's eating body parts of people.
But, I mean, isn't that romance in a nutshell? You kind of are attracted to it, but you're also a little bit afraid.
Yeah, it's good. You should, anything that's worth doing, you should be a little bit scared about. Yeah,
and we all want a man who can cook.
I don't want a man that can cook body parts.
Maybe not like a liver.
Yeah.
Maybe like a nice vegetable dish.
Or, picante,
yeah,
some red wine.
We're going to talk about
tapas.
We're going to talk about Jack and using his soul and these angel wings that we saw. And we're going to talk about Rowena as a vessel. We've got all of that. All right. First, let's talk about this Gorgon. Let's talk about Noah, who's just chopping people up. He's got his little pet snake. He's pulling out eyeballs and eating them and cooking up livers. And I mean, he's putting breadcrumbs on and he's going for the full deal. He had a stove full of dinner ready to go.
Testaments.
But he also sees into the future. Mm. And these are green eyes. Have we seen green eyes before? Green flashed eyes.
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have. I love it.
I think we've seen yellow.
Because yeah, yellow, orange, blue, red. We kind of get all these different purple. I feel like we get all these different...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Colors and they mean different things, and this is a nice one because it's seeing something in the future. So he knows he's prepared for Sam and Dean to come after him, and I loved his little note he left for Dean saying, you know, who he can see and stuff, because that gives them the insight. Okay, send in the angels, send me an angel. Okay, did you guys know that Jack and Cass are pretty much gonna screw it up?
I mean, that's a pairing. That alone, I think, should say something. Like, Cass, I would have a little bit more faith in than Jack in that instant. I don't know. What about you?
Jack brought it home.
Hey.
Unexpectedly.
He did. Unexpectedly. I love that. Did not. I thought this guy's going to get away. He's been, you know, he goes after this trucker. And we find out kind of where the black soot comes from. It's when he kisses the people, whether it's on their cheek or their lips or whatever. He gets the trucker. He finds this other guy. And we learn a little bit more about him and the fact that he's like, if you're quiet, I won't kill you. I won't eat you. But who at the end of the day is really, number one, going to believe that? And number two, it's just terrifying in general that you're just like this psychopath is going to eat me bit by bit, probably while I'm still alive and awake.
Well, you know, in his defense, he's a demigod, and he said he was kind of tired of eating people, and that wasn't his first choice. And I like that he was an equal opportunity murderer. He was like, women fight the patriarchy.
Patriarchy and the misogyny.
He was like, nah, I can't get them. And he was targeting gay men, and I was like, you know what? That's not cool, but...
Well, I was actually going to bring this topic up because, at least in the way I was viewing it, it seemed like he's, you know, maybe a bisexual Gorgon. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's obviously a difficult topic having someone who's LGBT possibly playing a villain on a show or a movie. But, like, he's a Gorgon. He's also, what, maybe immortal? I don't really know the logic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But... You can't be tied down to one gender.
I liked it. I liked seeing this character as a villain. Maybe not something that you would normally expect. He played it well. He's got a great snakeskin jacket on, first off.
Consistency.
Yeah, and then the snake with him. I mean, first off, whoever that actor was either already liked snakes to begin with, because if I got cast in a role and I was told I was going to be this villain doing this, and then they're like, okay, so you're going to have to wear a snake around you and you're going to have to sit here and play with it and touch it. What?
Snakes are cool.
Like, I can fake a lot of things. I can act like I like a lot of things. I don't know if I could have done that with a snake. Do you think he likes snakes? We gotta tweet him. You guys, tweet this guy. Tweet Noah and find out if he was into snakes beforehand and actually liked them. Because I have friends that like snakes and have no problem.
I don't have a problem. Spiders are mine. If that was the character,
that would be a test. But a snake, like, just to touch it, but to, like, wear it and hold it and play with it, you really? Props to both of you. I'm so impressed right now.
One of my friends in college had one. They're not cold. They're surprisingly affectionate if they're hand raised. Well,
they're affectionate. Sure, it's going to give you a little hug.
They
little
do squeezing give a hug. Yes.
Oh, my God.
My friends wouldn't, like, he wouldn't purposely choke us. He'd just hold on enough so we wouldn't drop him. I liked it. I thought it was really cool.
I'm telling you.
I don't have a problem with snakes, but if you bring up choking, I mean, that's life-threatening. That's different.
He wouldn't. He'd purposely make himself loose enough where he wouldn't hurt anybody.
Even snakes can be malicious.
Well, Dean thinks of it as Medusa from Clash of the Titans, which I was like, yes, great movie, great comic.
The original.
Loved the original.
We also love the remake, but the original.
Yeah, we've got to go.
Dean is classy.
Is it Harry Hamlin? Who is the guy?
Oh, yes, God. Harry Hamlin.
Is it Harry
was
Hamlin
at his
that plays it?
In that
yes.
movie back in the day. I was like, dang, Harry.
Oh, Robina in our chat says he loves snakes. Or she. I'm not going to assume.
It's a she.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean to say it's a she. Sorry. She's a she. Robina's a she.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Oh, and that was one awesome colored corn snake.
Oh, is that what it
Thank
was?
Thank you.
Snake?
A corn yes. snake.
Would never have known.
I wouldn't have known what it was. I just knew it wasn't a rattler or a
I'm
python.
I'm not a snakeologist. Yeah, snake reptilologist.
Was that a, Robina, is it a poisonous snake? Obviously
no.
not.
Corn snakes aren't poisonous.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you all the people that know about snakes, because I do not. Now, Jack does save the day. He you know, swipes his head off. And Rowena had made this antidote by going into a vet with... Sam, which she got to play this other kind of ruse, which was so fun. She was so excited to do something other than pretending to be an FBI agent. Did you guys love that?
I loved
their little
Rowena.
Fight.
It was hilarious.
I was such a fan of that scene. There were so many colors to her character. She was just chewing on the scenery. There was so much fun stuff to play with there.
She's been posting her like makeup. Being done like in a time lapse kind of thing, mm-hmm. And it's so neat to watch her from start to finish and like how they do her makeup and everything. And I just gotta say, yes, her makeup on today's episode is probably my favorite it's been of her character as a whole. So her makeup artist, shout out to you. Like, Ruth is already beautiful and gorgeous, mm-hmm. but like the makeup today was just like world, my life, slayed it.
She looked really good. I mean, she always looks good.
I loved her outfit, too.
Me too.
Everything.
The burgundy.
Yeah, and like the pants, and instead of like a dress or something, it was just fun.
She was fierce tonight.
She was.
And I love her.
I love her in general. I wonder if she knew when she was in here if this was coming up.
Oh,
she
I think
did because
so.
She said because
she said she had like a tidbit, but yes. but then you almost wonder, is she going to get to play Michael for longer than an episode? Because you almost wanted her because she plays it so well.
She played it so good, and I loved when Michael reminded her, "You don't fool me. I know you like all them." I was like, oh.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
She does.
She has a heart.
She has a heart, and I think she's really grown to love all of them the same way, because I think in losing Fergus, mm-hmm. I think she really takes the boys on as kind of like a mothering character, as much as she doesn't want to admit that she's old or, you know? And she does love the boys, and I think this was such a cool way to get Michael out. Well, Michael gets out because, you know, this Noah, the Gorgon, has knocked down Cass. The antidote does not work on him. It does work on the other guy that he had kissed or whatever. So Jack has to use some of his grace on Cass, but Dean is still kind of knocked out. So they go back to the bunker, and Dean has already admitted to Cass. He's worried about Michael being able to get out, and he's not going to let his guard down for a second because he's beating down and he's got this constant pressure and headache, which is scary because, as he said, let's just do the coffin, then we don't have to worry about this. I'd rather not let it out and let it be the issue.
And, like, to be fair, these guys are in such a high-stress environment, like, all the time. They really need, like, a moment to chill. Like,
he has none.
I wonder if they watch TV or something. Because, like, where is their spare time? And, you know, they could even be watching AfterBuzz TV, for all we know.
I mean, I wish.
Because we got all the shows here. We have everything you can think of. We cater to all the genres, all the types of fun, action, comedy, and supernatural tendencies that you might have. And I just want to say, you know, on behalf of our panel, thank you guys so much for tuning in every week and making us the ESPN of TV talk. And I think that if you love us, you should head on over to our YouTube and click that big old subscribe button. Maybe go on over to iTunes and give us some 5 stars. And if you comment saying that you did so, you might end up on screen. We might shout you out on the chat right now. So go do that. We love you guys.
Thank you. We do love you guys. Thank you for joining us in the chat and talking to us and letting us know your thoughts. We've missed you for the last month.
It's been a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been a minute. Long. It just feels so long.
It's been a Winchester drought.
It's been a Winchester drought, but yet a rainy, rainy, rainy storm of emotions here, especially here in Los Angeles.
Oh, gosh. The rain. It's going to be better.
Okay. So Sam has now let... They've killed the Gorgon. Jack has saved the day. Dean has been hit. Michael escapes. And we hear screams. And they go out to the bunker and find who is dead? Who is getting killed, Cherry?
All the other hunters and my least favorite. What's her name?
Cherry was delighted.
Maggie. Cherry did not like Maggie.
Just in there. First of all, I tried to act like Jack and her are going to date. No. And second of all, she was useless.
I feel very worried right now because I was definitely that person a few weeks ago who was like, they're going to date.
Oh.
And it was wrong. I was wrong. No. By the way, quick shout out to Robina who just said, you just subscribed today. So,
thanks.
I see you. Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you. Yeah, so now Michael is out. He's killed a bunch of people.
And looks so good in Rowena's
and
body.
And in walks Rowena, and she's just like, hello, boys. In this totally different, like, sexy Michael voice. Remember the female that we just saw a few episodes ago that kind of had taken on Michael, and she's this power woman. And I just love the way that all the actors pick up those little traits of what Michael is, whether it's Dean, whether it's Rowena, whether it was this other person or somebody, anybody else. It's
just so... I never even thought of that. The challenge as an actor to, or multiple actors, to portray one character.
One character. Yeah. And all share just a little bit to really encompass what it is to be Michael, whether it's a vocal thing. And, I mean, Ruth's voice was different.
Yes.
Her cadence was different. It was really, I mean, I loved seeing that. And then for us to go back and find out why she said yes to accepting Michael, because he gave her a choice.
Well, to a point. He was like, you're going to do this for me, because if you don't, I'm going to kill everyone, so you got to do this. Like, she was cornered.
Well, she was cornered. Well, yeah, but that's the point, though, was for them to show us how loyal she is to the boys.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Very loyal.
Yeah.
Because remember when they were leaving the vet, she said, remember when I was a villain? And I was like, yes, she was, but now she's a hero. Mm.
Michael had originally given her the option, like, I will let you live. And she goes, I know that fate says that Sam's supposed to kill me, and I'd like to live a little longer. So that's not good enough. What else do you got? I'm like, I like that. Yes, girl, you see what you can get.
She
and then he was
up
like,
for herself
he's like, but I'm not going to play. I'm not here to play. Now your option is you do it, or I kill all your friends, because I know they're all your friends. So she had a choice to make, and she only had one choice, because if she didn't, she knew Michael was going to go back on his word anyway and kill whomever.
Yeah.
So,
and speaking of previous villains who are now heroes or vice versa, what do we think about Jack?
I loved this.
He's changed. So on board with his character tonight.
We see her, she blinds the boys. Mm-hmm. She stops them from breathing. She pushes them down. Then she makes them feel pain. And meanwhile, Jack is just standing there. And I'm like, Jack's the only one that can save the day here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's the only one. And they start fighting fireball against fireball with each other. And it was enough to get Michael paused for a moment, kind of concentrating on the boys, in order for Jack to just grab Rowena and the soul and the grace and everything come out. And I'm like, okay, well, wait. It's just going to go into another vessel. Someone else is going to accept it. But it's almost as if Jack literally talked him out of hurting anyone ever again. That's what he says.
Well, I've been wondering, did he... Because I'm still not very clear. Did he burn the rest of his soul and replace it with Michael?
I think it was like recharging a battery. And I don't think Michael had a lot of option as far as bodies go, because he killed all the other hunters.
Yeah.
The only one he couldn't go into Sam, because I think Sam still has those tattoos. Yes. Where he can't be possessed. I don't think he could go into Castro very easily. And so the only option was Jack, and I think his assumption was Jack is weak and he's kind of sick.
No, he's the son of Lucifer. He's got some secret power.
But he got a lot of his grace and stuff taken out.
Let's backtrack a little bit, because at the beginning of the episode, we do see that Jack is still sick. Jack is still coughing up blood and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Rowena is questioning, wait a second, the last time I saw him, he was literally on his deathbed.
Meanwhile, I'm there just like, girl, take a lozenge.
Yeah, chill. Not giving her any insight on what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of picking it up along the way, because I thought he was using his grace to heal himself, but it's his soul. He's using his soul to kind of heal things, but you only have so much to give, mm-hmm. number one. And then later on she goes, there's something powerful in him that's volatile. And you need to tell me what this is. And they're still like, nah, you don't need to know. You're fine, whatever. And he uses some of his soul to heal Cass. And Cass is like, you can't keep using this. Save it for yourself. Don't even heal Dean. He's like giving him this talk and telling him how he needs to appreciate the boys right now while he can, because it was a pleasure to be with them and to know them.
And which was a really, I think, the most touching moment of the episode.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes. You're seeing that like father-son moment right there, which is exactly what Kelly said. Take care of my boy.
Yeah.
And Cass is doing that. And, you know, you're getting that really lovely, beautiful moment between the two of them, which is why I think it was so important at the end when Jack and Michael are now fighting each other and blow for blow. And the grace does go up, but he burns it. Is it going into him as just null and void done? Michael's gone for good, because he is a hunter, he is a Winchester, and he is Lucifer's son.
I was just going to say, Peter D. Supernatural, who of Ian, just quoted that, my favorite quote of the night, by the way. He said, I am Lucifer, I am the son, I am the son of Lucifer, I am a Winchester, gave me all the feels.
Yeah, it was such a good
moment.
Beautiful. But, okay, so what happens? Is Michael gone for good?
I think Michael's gone for good.
I think so, too, but this is also a supernatural universe. I feel like there's consequences for everything, or, you know, there's karma. Things come back, and even if it's not immediate, I feel like there might be something brewing under the surface.
I was really impressed with tonight's writer, Steve Yoki, and the director, Amin Katterali, who I believe is a woman, so... Happy Women's Month. They did a really good job with this episode. I don't think I've ever seen his name before, so I think this might be his first exclusive writing episode. But
well, congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Encapsulated the feel of Supernatural, but put his own spin on it and moved it along so well to next week, which looks really, really good.
Oh, I love everything.
It's like a scene out of Pleasantville.
I was going... You just cited my favorite movie.
Is it your favorite movie?
I love Pleasantville. I am all for, like, anything with the 50s.
Sure.
Where it looks perfect and...
Like the Back to the Future scene when you go back.
Yeah. I love that perfection on the top, and then there's just, like, darkness and, you know, corruption or something. Or in the case of Pleasantville, loss of innocence. Like, mm-hmm. I love that stuff.
Oh, cool.
It looks so cool.
Yeah.
But this was such... I liked when you see what Jack is becoming in this episode versus when he first became a young, older teenager, young man. Like, I think he's only like 22 or something.
In real life.
Yeah. But watching his character progress and all of a sudden really encapsulating all the dichotomy of himself, which is Lucifer's son, that he's a Winchester, that he's a hunter, and his time being as a human has really made him grow as a person or an archangel. I'm not sure what we're calling him now, but those black wings were off the hook.
Yeah, the wings. He's got wings. I mean, his growth, I agree with you, Cherry. His growth over the course of him just from beginning on and learning what it's like to, like, live with them, to be a hunter, to be a Winchester, to be Lucifer's son, to fight against evil, to figure out the good and find the good in things and just try to be best and for the sake of the free will and the world. And he's really becoming a man.
And I think that's why at least I love him. I think all of us, because he's one of the most relatable characters on the show. He's someone who has this immense amount of power and is just trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Much like us with life, right?
Yeah. Like we see Cass do a lot of the time, you know?
Cass was hilarious. When you talk to that cop who was laughing, is there something funny about this? I was like, yes, put the hammer of God on him, Cass Jeff.
All right, so we think something's brewing. We're not 100% sure if Michael is gone for good. You guys, I want to know what you think. So you can either tweet it, you can write it in the comments below the video right now. But let us know if you think Michael is gone for good, that this is sayonara Michael, and who you think the big bad is going to be.
Ooh.
I have thoughts.
Because I know you guys have thoughts. And we're gonna get to predictions in a little bit. Did you say that was your favorite line in the episode, was the one about I'm a hunter, I'm the son of Lucifer, I'm a Winchester?
I thought it brought such an emotional close to what we've seen his arc be the last few weeks, or last few episodes, rather. Because he's just coming into his own. He's learning how to deal with these things, but he's also trying to become like these father figures. And it's a really beautiful way to close that out while also introducing this possibly dangerous new character side.
Do you guys think, because Dean was very worried about this and worried about Michael getting out and how he could have just gone in the coffin with him in the Malik box and been put into the ocean and been gone away forever. Do you think we have to worry about that?
I don't think so. I really think Michael's gone, and I think that he was burned up because Jack was so empty as far as his soul, as far as his archangel. I think it was sort of like it sucked him in, and Michael's gone. Now, I do think since there are alternative universes or whatever, angels keep being, they're up in heaven causing trouble, and they'll be back down again. I think we'll see another Michael. I just don't think we'll see this particular Michael.
And Cherry, you usually have a favorite line of the episode as well. What was yours this week?
It was Jack's. It was phenomenal. I mean, it just encapsulated how I love this show that I've been watching for 14 years. And I was like, you know what? I am a Winchester. I'm not Lucifer's son.
No, that's
But I
me.
Am a hunter.
Well, I might have to say that was probably one of my favorite lines, but I also liked Jack's line before when he leaves the bed. And he's like, yeah, I wish that the nurse would have left the room before she took my temperature.
Oh, poor
Jack. But my favorite acting, because I know I was talking to you guys about this, my favorite acting in the episode was Rowena playing Michael. I loved it. Kudos to her. I love you, Ruth. You're amazing. And she is the best witchy out there. But let's get into some predictions right now.
Yes.
Yes, right?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we've got a Pleasantville vibe next week. This 50s diner, everything. What do you guys think we're going to see next week? What do you think is going to happen with Jack? Who do you think the big bad is going to be? Brendan, do you want to start?
Oh, God. Well, first off, I think next week is some kind of parallel universe, mm-hmm. alternate dimension sort of deal. We've seen it before, however many times. And again, no lie, I'm really excited about this one because it's the 50s, so it's going to be stylish. I'm hoping maybe a sort of homage to classic 50s horror movies in a way. You know, that could be a fun theme going around. As for Jack, I really do believe that there's something darker that's going to be rolling out with him.
Okay.
I do not like the Jack 8. I believe Jack is on his way. I think Castiel and the Winchester's influence will keep him on the straight and narrow. He might like teeter off a little bit, but not out of true evilness. It'll be more along the lines of, I think humans should do this to be better humans. I think next week is the setup for the big bad that'll be with us for the rest of the season, because it sounds quite monstrous.
Okay.
And the images just look delightful.
What are you thinking? Who are you thinking is going to be the big bad? Do you think it's...
I don't know. I think it's going to be
somebody
new...
within the group?
No.
Or do you think it's a new...
I think it's going to be a new demon or a new archangel or something that maybe came over with Michael or somebody, maybe hitched a ride with Michael. And we haven't seen What's-Her-Name lately. Miss Little Spear Chick.
Kaya.
Because, you know, she's still mad about him breaking her spear.
That's true. So my weird, odd prediction is I still want to know what's going to happen with Billy. Because she said Dean is going to die. She knows how he's going to die. It's written. It's done. This is what it is. So I'm hoping that we're not going to be fighting that reaping that's going to happen. I definitely want to know what's going to happen with Kaya, because she said if that spear was gone, Dean was going to have to pay. So perhaps we've got a Kaya and Billy kind of like team up type of situation, and we're fighting that before the end of the season.
I also want to shout out Peter D. Supernatural Whovian, mm-hmm. Who is saying maybe Jack can bring back Gabriel.
Ooh.
What do you guys think about that?
What about Adam?
Oh.
What about Jack getting Adam?
Oh, wow.
That'd be awesome.
I'm, like, thinking of all the possibilities. We could get so many people back through Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm. Any previous villains, maybe? Mm. Other, you know.
I mean, obviously, I always love having,
Lucifer?
Not Lucifer. No. I'm done with Lucifer.
Done with Lucifer. He's dead.
No more Lucifer. No, I want, Fergus.
Oh, I miss Fergus so bad.
What's his name? Shmushmush. You guys, why can't I think of Fergus's real name? Sea Salt, Samsonite, Samson, that's got it. Okay, somebody please write it in the chat so that I'm not... It's going to drive me nuts otherwise. Seagrass.
No, it's not Seagrass.
I'm looking it up because it's not coming to me.
Okay, well, we're going to get back to that. We're actually going to let Cherry get to some news for us right now, then.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I am so excited because Mardi Gras had the best king ever. It was our own beloved Jensen Ackles. Check him out. He was the crew of Bacchus New... Bacchus New Orleans Mardi Gras Parade on Sunday, March the 3rd. He was the King Bacchus. This year's theme was Starring Louisiana, which depicted floats representative of TV shows and movies filmed in Louisiana. Look how dashing he looks.
He
looks
gorgeous look dashing, in blue. But let me say, he looks like Henry VIII, but I just don't want him smiling.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No, but I just don't want him smiling. Oh. I want him to have like a little smirk.
No, he was having a good time. And look at those details on that suit. Look how happy he is. And a crown.
Well, he's just so handsome.
He's just so handsome. He's a delight. And some people may not have realized it. He got to celebrate his birthday in New Orleans.
Happy birthday.
He celebrated it with pie.
What else would he celebrate with? What else would he be eating other than pie?
Well, demons. You remember earlier this season, it was eat pie or kill demons. So I guess he plans to eat pie and not kill the demons. I don't know. I mean, why not both?
Sure.
Well, I know what you're doing with your weekend.
foodie. And then Misha Collins. Oh, here we go. Eat pie, kill demons.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
he was still That's in his Michael ensemble.
That's the look I was looking for, you guys. See that little smirk?
I love him when he's smirking.
Shall we call it the Henry VIII now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. I love him when he's possessed by Michael. He's so stylish.
He is.
When he's evil.
He's dapper. So what's going on with Misha?
Well, now we know why Misha is such a good, kind, giving person. He wrote an article for his local newspaper called the Greenfield Recorder, support local newspapers, about thanking Mr. Haggis for the kindness that he did to him and his brother when they were living in, I believe, Pennsylvania. They were two young boys whose mother was struggling because their father wasn't there. And he was delivering papers to make extra money for his family. And he knocked on the door one day, and Mr. Haggis took mercy on him and would take him and his brother to the zoo and just culture. It just sounded like such a nice thing. And it made such a good, passionate impression on him that's why I think Misha is so passionate about giving back and using his platform as Castiel on Supernatural to bring awareness and to help raise funds. I mean, all the cast members do that.
They're
though.
Super
all
generous.
Just yeah. Very great people. They're very nice.
Aw, well, thanks for sharing all that with us.
My heart.
And thank you to Peter D., Supernatural Whovian, Crowley. It's Crowley.
Oh my God.
Like Crowley.
Crowley. Yes. Fergus, he wrote down Fergus. Fergus Roderick MacLeod, Mark Shepard. But Crowley, that was the name I was looking for, not Samsonite.
You are the hunter of the
week. I love Crowley.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Peter D., for
saving us.
Saving us on that, because it was going to literally drive me nuts. Is there anything else you guys want to touch on about the episode this week? Or what you're looking forward to next week, aside from Pleasantville?
I have Pleasantville on the mind.
You just got Pleasantville.
I'm sorry.
The outfits look so cute.
They do.
So cute.
All right. Well, you guys, we're back. We're back all the way till the end. This was episode 14. There are 20 episodes this season, so we are already two-thirds of the way through. 6 more episodes left. Brendan, where can everyone find you?
You can find me, Brendan Haley, on Instagram, and Brendo Hales on Twitter.
You can find me, Cherry_LA, on Twitter and Instagram, and Tuesdays for The Rookie.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you to the new people in the chat that we saw today. Share your thoughts, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.